U.S. military and intelligence agents have been deployed in covert operations inside Yemen that since mid-December has reportedly killed half the top leadership of the local affiliates of Al-Qaeda. Several dozen American soldiers assist the clandestine Joint Special Operations Command in Yemen, reports the Washington Post. U.S. personnel are deeply involved in planning missions, developing military tactics, and providing weapons and munitions. During a December 24th raid, Yemen soldiers raided a compound where an American citizen, Anwar al-Aluki, was meeting with regional Al-Qaeda operatives. Al-Aluki has since been put on a short list of Americans targeted to be killed or captured by the Special Operations Command. Yemen's president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, has been an ally of the American war on terrorism since the attacks on September the 11th, 2001. President Saleh has given his approval for drone flights over Yemen to kill Al-Qaeda militants. Over the last year, the Obama administration has increased the number of drone missile attacks against militants in Pakistan and along the Afghan border. Under Obama, there have been more drone attacks than during the last 3 years of the George W. Bush administration combined. On March 1, 2009, Friends of the Earth Nigeria received an urgent call about a fire at the site of a major oil spill at a Shell pipeline in the Niger Delta. The fire was raging in an area only weeks earlier environmentalists had requested to be cleaned up. Over the last year, Friends of the Earth has documented 9 oil spills at Shell facilities in Ikarma, Nigeria. The oil spills have contaminated the area's main source of water and killed most of the fish there. The fire last March also destroyed many local crops. The World Wildlife Foundation estimates the oil industry in the Niger Delta spills 1.5 million tons of oil a year, the equivalent of the Exxon Valdez oil spill. According to The Nation magazine, Shell Petroleum, a division of Royal Dutch Shell, consistently blames sabotage by local independence rebels for the oil spills, while Niger activists blame oil contractors for lighting the oil fires. A toxic brew of crude oil, poverty, and corruption has long afflicted the Niger Delta. In the mid-1990s, writer-activist Ken Saro Wiwa emerged to challenge Shell and the Nigerian military. Saro Wiwa and several supporters were executed after a tribunal. Last August, Saro Wiwa's family settled a long-running case against Shell for $15.5 million in damages. After the hanging of Saro Wiwa, Shell pledged to reform its operations. The oil giant signed the Voluntary Principles on Security and Human Rights, a move hailed by leading human rights groups. Still, ecological conditions in the Delta continue to deteriorate. The Democratic Socialists of America chapter in southeastern Michigan has helped mobilize a swing constituency for Democrats in state legislative elections, even though it has been shunned by consultants from the Democratic National Committee. David Green, chair of the 250-member DSA chapter, told the news magazine In These Times, the key is building reliable relationships with state and local Democratic Party officials, which have evolved over the last decade. A case in point is the 2004 race for state representative won by Latino activist John Espinoza in a region traditionally held by Republicans. Green says the key is to focus on races that are winnable, but activists working on campaigns downplay their socialist DSA affiliation. With its success, the DSA chapter and the local candidates it supports have been targets of a red-baiting campaign. In 2009, the Michigan-based free market Mackinac Center for Public Policy launched an attack on the DSA by proclaiming, "Are socialists deciding close house races?" Despite the attack, all the DSA-endorsed candidates won close races against Republicans who launched a late blitz of robocalls. Still, the red baiting has stopped the DSA chapter from getting into higher-profile congressional races, and staffers from the Democratic National Committee have refused to accept the organization's support in several races. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Indu Anand.
Thank you.